ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Contents of the Gita summarized, text number 3. Klaibhyamma smagam aparta.
Klaibhyamma smagam aparta.
Naitatvai upapadyate.
Naitatvai upapadyate.
Shudram hridaya durbhavyam.
Shudram hridaya
durbhavyam. Tvatvotista parantapa.
Tvatvotista parantapa.
Tvatvotista parantapa.
Tvatvotista parantapa.
Klaibhyam asmagam aparta.
Klaibhyam asmagam aparta.
Naitatvai upapadyate.
Naitatvai upapadyate.
Shudram hridaya durbhavyam.
Shudram hridaya durbhavyam.
Tvatvotista parantapa.
Tvatvotista parantapa.
Klaibhyam asmagam aparta.
Klaibhyam asmagam aparta.
Naitatvai upapadyate.
Naitatvai upapadyate.
Shudram hridaya durbhavyam.
Shudram hridaya durbhavyam.
Tvatvotista parantapa.
Tvatvotista parantapa.
Klaibhyam asmagam aparta.
Klaibhyam asmagam aparta.
Naitatvai upapadyate.
Naitatvai upapadyate.
Shudram hridaya durbhavyam.
Shudram hridaya durbhavyam.
Tvatvotista parantapa.
Tvatvotista parantapa. You know, that's the Thai book. Yeah. We only got one?
We finished, we distributed now.
Huh?
It's all finished, man.
Khairayam mas mama gama pata.
Klaibhyam mas magama pata.
Naitam tayi upapadyate.
Naita tvaya upapadyate.
Chulam liya durbhavyam.
Shudram hridaya durbhavyam.
Yatvotiya parantapa.
Yatvotista parantapa. Tvatvotista parantapa.
Klaibhyam
asmagam aparta. Naitatvai upapadyate. Shudram hridaya durbhavyam. Tvatvotista parantapa. Klaibhyam.
Impotence.
Masma.
Masma.
Do not.
Gama.
Take to. Partha.
Osanaprita.
Na.
Never.
Etat.
This.
Twai.
Unto you.
Upapadyate.
Is befitting.
Shudram
Peti
Ridaya
of the heart,
Durbhavyam
weakness,
Tvatva
giving up,
Utishta
get up,
Param Tapa,
O
chastiser of the enemies. Translation: O son of Prita, do not yield to this degrading impotence. It does not become you. Give up such petty weakness of heart and arise, O chastiser of the enemy.
Come clear. O Lord, Prita, เธอจงอย่ายอมจำนนให้กับความไร้สมรภาพที่น่าอับอายเช่นนี้จนไม่เป็นตัวของตัวเองสลัดความอ่อนแอแห่งจิตใจเพียงเล็กน้อยให้ออกไปและจงลุกขึ้นมาสู้โอ้ผู้คำราบสักครู
่ Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Arjuna was addressed as the son of Prita, who happened to be the sister of Krishna's father Vasudeva. Therefore, Arjuna had a blood relationship with Krishna. If the son of a Kshatriya declines to fight, he is a Kshatriya in name only. And if the son of a Brahmana acts impiously, he is a Brahmana in name only. Such Kshatriyas and Brahmanas are unworthy sons of their fathers. Therefore, Krishna did not want Arjuna to become an unworthy son of a Kshatriya. Arjuna was the most intimate friend of Krishna, and Krishna was directly guiding him on the chariot. But in spite of all these credits, if Arjuna abandoned the battle, he would be committing an infamous act. Therefore, Krishna said that such an attitude in Arjuna did not fit his personality. Arjuna might argue that he would give up the battle on the grounds of his magnanimous attitude for the most respectable Bhishma and his relatives. But Krishna considered that sort of magnanimity mere weakness of heart. Such false magnanimity was not approved by any authority. Therefore, such magnanimity or so-called non-violence should be given up by persons like Arjuna under the direct guidance of Krishna.
นิเคขององค์วาสุเดวายะพระบิดาขององค์คริชนาฉะนั้นอัจจุนาต้องมีความสัมพันธ์ทางสายเลือดกับองค์คริชนาหากโอรสคเชตริยาปฏิบัติการชู้รบผู้นั้นก็เป็นคเชตริยาแต่เพียงในนามเท่านั้นและหากบุตรของบราหมณะกระทำบาปเขาก็เป็นบราหมณะแต่เพียงนามเท่านั้นคเชตริยะและบราหมณะเช่นนี้เป็นบุตรที่ไร้คุณค่าของบิดาดังนั้นองค์คริชนาไม่ทรงปรารถนาให้อัจจุนามาเป็นโอรสกษัตริย์ที่ไร้คุณค่าจากคติที่อัจจุนาทรงเป็นพระสหายที่สนิทสนมมากขององค์คริชนาและองค์คริชนาทรงเป็นผู้นำทางโดยตรงของอัจจุนาบนราชรถหากอัจจุนะละทิ้งสนามรบไปท่านจะเป็นผู้กระทำสิ่งที่เสื่อมเสียชื่อเสียงดังนั้นองค์คริชนาจึงทรงตรัสว่าท่าทีของอัจจุนะเช่นนี้ไม่เหมาะสมสำหรับบุคลิกภาพแห่งกษัตริย์อัจจุนะอาจมีข้อโต้แย้งว่าท่านจะยกเลิกการต่อสู้บนพื้นฐานวิธีความคิดแห่งคุณธรรมอันสูงส่งเพื่อผู้ที่ควรให้ความเคารพสูงสุดบิชมาและบรรดาสัพพายาแต่องค์คริชนาทรงพิจารณาว่าความมีคุณธรรมอันสูงส่งเช่นนี้เป็นเพียงความอ่อนแอแห่งจิตใจดังนั้นคุณธรรมอันสูงส่ง ที่ผิดเช่นนี้ผู้ที่เชื่อถือได้ทรงไม่เห็นด้วยฉะนั้นคุณธรรมอันสูงส่งหรือที่เรียกว่าอหิงสานี้บุคคลเช่นอร์จุนะควรยกเลิกเสียภายใต้การชี้นำโดยตรงของคุณพระ
อมตะนะติมรันดัสยาจนัญจนาสลาคายาชัตสุรุมิลิตัญเยนาทัสมัยศรีกุรเวนมหาศรีไชตัญญามโนปิสตัมสถาปิตัมเยนาภูตะเลสวายัมรูปกะดามายัมปะจาติสวาปะดันติคัมVandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shya Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya DevamShri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Nitamstya He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe VrindavanishwariVrishapanustute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakaupatarubhyasya Kripasinduvayevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So this verse is Lord Krishna speaking to Arjuna after Arjuna told Krishna he did not want to fight
ฉะนั้นตรงนี้ก็เป็นตอนที่คริสต์เนี่ยจะบอกกับออร์จุนาหลังจากที่ออร์จุนาเนี่ยได้บอกไว้ว่าออร์จุนาเนี่ยไม่ต้องการที่จะต่อสู
้ So Krishna is chastising Arjuna. Krishna is speaking strong words to Arjuna.
เพราะฉะนั้นตรงนี้เนี่ยคริสต์ก็ได้ใช้คำพูดที่คล้ายๆแรงกับออร์จุนา
He is not pleased.With Krishna, with Arjuna.
Krishna is saying that I may please the Arjuna.
Because Arjuna is not, Arjuna does not want to do his duty.
Because Arjuna is not wanting to do his duty.
Arjuna is a Kshatriya.
Arjuna is a Kshatriya.
He had come there to take part in the battle.
And he had come there to take part in the battle.
Krishna had come to be his chariot driver. So Krishna, of course, Arjuna should.Want to fight because he has come dressed for the battle. He has come with his armor, with his bow and his weapons. And Arjuna has many weapons.Lord Shiva had given a weapon to Arjuna. Because one time Arjuna fought with Lord Shiva. He had a fight. Lord Shiva was in disguise. He did not recognize Lord Shiva. He thought it was some other person. So they fought. Arjuna and Lord Shiva, big fight. Arjuna won. So Lord Shiva was very pleased. Very pleased. Arjuna is a good fighter. So he gave him a weapon. And Drona was the teacher of Arjuna. Dronacharya was his teacher. Drona had taught Arjuna how to be a great fighter. Especially he was the best fire the arrow. And Drona had given him a weapon also. Drona gave a weapon, was so powerful it could kill Drona. And Arjuna's father is Indra. And Indra, the god of heaven. And Indra had also given weapon for Arjuna. So Arjuna is very big fighter. Many weapons, many powerful weapons. But Arjuna has come to Kurukshetra and he says, no, I don't want to fight. So Krishna says, Krishna says this is very bad. Krishna is not pleased. He uses heavy words, he says bad words to Arjuna. He says, klebhyam. Klebhyam means impotence. Impotence. Don't give in to this impotence. The first word, klebhyam, impotence. Don't give in. Do not yield to this impotence. You know, if you tell someone, you're impotent, you have no potency, Prabhu, you know, it's not very nice. Yeah. And he says also, klebhyam ridaya durbhayam, this petty weakness of heart, weakness in the heart, petty weakness of heart. Petty means very, it's, you know, stupid, of no value, has no value. Weakness of heart. So Krishna is really speaking, you're what kind of person are you? You are born, Krishna says to him, Krishna also says to him, he says, he calls him Prita on the first line, Klebhyam Masma Gama Partha. He says, you're the son, you're Prita, you're the son of Prita.
Yeah.
Oh, Partha. It's his name, Arjuna's name is Partha, and Partha means the son of Prita.
อาร์จุนะเนี่ยชื่อพาร์ทาพาร์ทาหมายถึงเป็นบุตรของพิธา
Krishna's name is Partha Sarathi means the chariot driver of Partha
Krishna มีชื่อชื่อนึงก็คือพาร์ทา
สารถิ
สารถิก็แปลว่าเพื่อนของพาร์ทา
เป็นสารถิ
สารถิของพาร์ทา
So Arjuna is the son of a famous lady Prita
เป็นลูกชายของผู้หญิงชื่อดัง
and she is related to Vasudeva Krishna's father
แล้วพระนางเนี่ยก็มีความเชื่อมสัมพันธ์กับองค์ Vasudeva เพราะเป็นลูกสาวของ
They're brother and sister yeahbrother and sister
เป็นพี่น้องกัน
Vasudeva and Prita
Vasudeva and
Prita So Krishna and Arjuna are related they're relatives
เพราะฉะนั้น Krishna กับ Arjuna ก็เป็นญาติกัน
And Arjuna should understand he is from a good family
แล้ว Arjuna ก็ต้องเข้าใจว่า Arjuna เนี่ยมาจากครอบครัวที่ดี
Krishna also says to him, he says at the end, he said, Twak utishta utishta parantapa, Twak votishta parantapa, give up this weakness and get up, O chastiser of the enemy. Parantapa.
Parantapa, ให้ความอ่อนแอไงมันออกไปแล้วก็ลุกขึ้นสู้
So Arjuna, Krishna is telling Arjuna that he has the ability to defeat the enemy. He should not be afraid to fight. In the purport, Prabhupada says, if a Kshatriya does not do his duty,
แล้วในคำอธิบายเชิงโภคภัณฑ์ก็ได้บอกว่าถ้าเกิดกษัตริย์เนี่ยไม่ยอมปฏิบัติตามหน้าที
่ then he's not a real kshatriya
จะถือว่าเขาเนี่ยไม่ใช่พระเชตุยาที่แท้จริ
ง just like there's a Prabhupada tells a story about one kshatriya king
แล้วพระบาทก็ได้ให้เรื่องราวของกษัตริย์คนนึงเป็นพระเชตุยา
so this king he went to fight with his armyinto a big battle, but his army all got defeated. And the king came home defeated without the army. He went with a big army. The king went to battle with a big army, but he lost all of his army and he came home without the army.
แต่ทีนี้พอกษัตริย์ไปต่อสู้เนี่ยก็ทหารใหญ่ๆไปแล้วไปต่อสู้แต่เวลาแพ้เนี่ยกษัตริย์กลับมาคนเดียว
So they told the queen the king's wife your husband the king is coming home but he has been defeated he does not have any army
แล้วก็มีคนไปบอกพระราชินีบอกว่ากษัตริย์เนี่ยกลับมาแล้วแต่ว่าไม่มีใครตามมาด้วยไม่มีทหารคนไหนตามมาด้วยเลยมา
So the queen said, my husband cannot come home defeated. If my husband goes to battle, either he will win the battle or he will die in the battle.
ภรรยาก็บอกว่าถ้าเกิดสามีของฉันเนี่ยไปที่สนามรบเนี่ยมีสองอย่างก็คืออย่างแรกเขาต้องชนะในสงครามนั้นหรืออย่างนึงก็คือต้องตายในสงคราม
But he will not come home defeated
แล้วเขาจะไม่กลับมาโดยที่มีความพ่ายแพ
้ So this man who is coming he cannot be my real husband
แล้วเขาบอกใครที่กลับมาใครที่เดินกลับมาเนี่ยเขาอาจจะไม่ใช่เป็นสามีที่แท้จริง
He must be some other man
เขาอาจจะเป็นผู้ชายบางคน
Don't let him in. Lock the door.
ไม่ต้องให้เขาเข้ามาปิดประตูไว
้ A true story.
อันนี้เป็นเรื่อง
True. Happened. The queen said, "My husband cannot come home." the people.
Kshatriya,
they're very brave. They do not, they're not afraid. So when they go to war, either they will win or they will die. So, if they do not have this quality, then they're not a real kshatriya. In the same way, if a brahmana does something which is not pious, if a brahmana tells a lie, or if a brahmana steal something, then he's not a real Brahman. So Kshatriyas, Brahmanas, they are known by their qualities, by their behavior. So Krishna is surprised that Arjuna could behave like this. Arjuna, he is thinking that he is being a good man by not fighting. Arjuna is thinking, I will be kind. I will not fight. But Krishna does not agree. Krishna says, no, this is not kindness. If you don't fight, you're not being kind. You're being a fool. So Krishna has to shake Arjuna to wake him up. Just like sometimes your father or your guru will shout at you and say, you fool! You stupid! Rascal! So we should think, oh, very nice. Nice words. Prabhupada told us. Sometimes his guru, his teacher would speak very strong words. Nonsense! Stupid! Nonsense! Rascal! All nice words. To wake us up. So, Chanakya, Prabhupada would say, he would tell about Chanakya Pandit. Chanakya Pandit, a famous man in India in the past. So he says it is the duty of the father and the guru to chastise the son. He should not praise the son. He should not tell him, oh, you are a good boy, you are very good. Because that will make the son think, ah, mind very good, oh, very nice. And then the son will become lazy. So the duty of the father and the guru to chastise, to speak the strong words. The guru has to find fault with the student. If the guru will only say, oh, you're a very good student, oh, my student is very nice, oh, then it will not be good for the student. The student will think, oh, I'm very good, oh, and become proud. The student will become proud. So the teacher, the father, they have to speak strong word. They have to speak heavy. They have to make the student work hard. There's a saying in China. Yanshi chugao tu. Yanshi chugao tu means the strict teacher will produce a good student. When the teacher is very strict, then the student knows they have to work hard. But if the teacher is not strict, if the teacher doesn't care, then the students think, oh, it's okay, no problem. So, it's a duty for the father and the teacher. Make the student work harder. Get the children to do harder work, to do better. So we are hearing Krishna speaking to Arjuna. Give up this weakness. Stop this. Krishna is trying to wake Arjuna up, to get him out of maya, out of ignorance. So this is what this verse is about. Arjuna was thinking, I'm being good, I'm not fighting, I'm a good man. But Krishna says, this is maya, this is nonsense. So sometimes in Krishna consciousness, sometimes we think, oh no, I won't go to sell the book because people get angry, they don't like it. Or sometimes we think, I won't go for Harinam because people complain that we make so much noise. Sometimes we're thinking, yeah, you know, we should look more normal, we should look like other people. We shouldn't try to be different from other people. So that's, we're thinking, sometimes we think, this is good, just be like everybody else. Just keep Krishna in our heart. So that's nonsense.
And even singing like that.
Okay, any question? So, what is the meaning? Ridaya durbhavyam shudram shudram ridaya durbhavyam shudram ridaya durbhavyam means weak-hearted, yeah, weakness of the heart. Do you have any weaknesses of the heart? Huh? Arjuna, do you have any weaknesses of the heart? You don't understand. You do understand what this means? The weakness of the heart means material attachment.
Have a lot.
Yeah. Very honest. Weakness of the heart.
Come on,
yeah, sentiments means we're sentimental. Like Arjuna is being sentimental. He thinks, well, it's not nice to kill people, you know. And we would agree, we'd think, yes, not nice. But Arjuna is a Kshatriya. It is his duty. He has to fight. Arjuna is being sentimental. So we all have weaknesses of the heart. Sometimes we want things, we want to get more money than we should actually have. Sometimes we want to be famous, we want to be praised more than others. Sometimes we just become lazy about things which we put off doing things. We know we have duties to do, but we think, no, it's not so important. No, maybe we think, yeah, chanting 16 rounds, yeah. Well, it's not so important, you know. I chanted yesterday. But if I don't chant today, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, you know, I'm tired today. I'll do it tomorrow. I need more rest. So like this, we think, you know, chanting, you know, it's not, nobody will know anyway if I don't chant, nobody would know. So this is a weakness of heart. We have to be careful of the weaknesses of the heart. Weaknesses. Sometimes people come, you have an old friend, and they come and they And can I borrow some money from you? I need some money. And you know that they're going to take your money and use it to buy cigarettes or to buy alcohol. But you're thinking, well, no, because he's my friend, or because I like them, you know, we're old friends, I better give the money, I better let them have the money. This is a weakness of heart. We have to learn how to act in the proper way. Our duties are that we know how to act according to our varna and our ashram. Varna.
Varna.
Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. You are all brahmachari or brahmacharini. He's grihastha, right? You are students, so brahmacharini, brahmachari. He is teacher. So like this, different duties. We have to do duty. Your duty is to study. Right? Brahmachari's duty is to study. To live in the home of the Guru and to study. And his duty is to maintain his wife. And of course you are all devotees. So you also have to worship Krishna, you have to chant, you have to... So we all have to do our duty. If we don't do our duty, then we are devotee in name only. You know, we put the dress, we look like devotee, we may put the dhoti, put the neck bead, but we have to also act like devotee. We have to preach. Okay. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Bhagavad Gītā ki.